Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
So on today's Stray FM Family Show, I have come out to Thorpe Underwood and I've come to Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate. Shall we get a big group hello just to prove that you're all here?
Hello.
There we go. Very good. Now, I have arrived at something called an enrichment club, and I'm not entirely sure what that actually is. So here to talk us through exactly what it is and how it works, would you like to introduce yourself to the Stray FM listeners and tell us all about Queen Ethelberger's enrichment?
Certainly. My name's Mr. Clayton. I'm the enrichment club leader. And the enrichment club, basically, it provides the students with an opportunity to just explore lots of different leadership devices, opportunities, what makes a good leader, the characteristics of a good leader, and how we can bring that into the classroom.
And the project that you're in the middle of at the moment is to do with a trip that's happening in the summer that some of the sixth form students are going on. Tell me about that trip and what the Year 6 Enrichment Club is trying to do to help.
This is a particular trip for our Year 8 to age 18 students. This is to Zambia to support a school out there. And what Enrichment Club aims to do is to help our students to develop ideas to be able to help students in another country, in a school in another country. So they've come up with lots and lots of different ideas. I'm sure you're going to hear from the students themselves about those. But lots of ideas, and the Enrichment Club basically gives them the opportunity to explore those ideas and work out the best way of proceeding.
Emma Chapman, Head of Co-Curricular and Staff Training at Queen Ethelberger's. We have a really exciting opportunity for the students, and we're going to go to Zambia to do some community project work at a rural school, and taking some resources with us so we can actually leave something there when we depart that they can continue to use whilst in the future. So we're hoping to take out some classroom resources, so sort of laminated posters or colourful posters that we can use and that will stay, that will last in the dusty conditions that the children live in out there. So we're hoping for things like that within the classroom, stationery. We don't really want to take books out because of the weight. Obviously, we've got to carry it out there, and we can take more of lighter items would be more beneficial. We're also looking at sports equipment, so possibly deflated but new footballs. They're very athletic children and they love their sport, but there's only one netball and one football. And then any other learning resources, possibly things like first aid kits and things like that, would also be a really valuable resource for both the staff and the students.
I'm Tahila and I am 11 years old.
I'm Tiani and I'm also 11 years old.
I'm Laura and I'm 10.
And so you three are part of the Enrichment Club. First of all, why did you want to be part of this club?
Well, I decided to join an enrichment club because at the time when we were choosing the activities that we wanted to do, it was also the time where they were electing school council, and I wanted to be a part of that. So I thought it would be helping me to make my leadership skills better, so then I could help the school even more.
I joined because I thought it was a nice opportunity to be able to improve my skills on being like a leader and everything.
There's lots of different ways that you can improve on those skills, aren't there? And this is actually a really good opportunity to tap into a lot of those, because you are supporting the sixth formers in their trip in the summer to Zambia. Now, how are you supporting them, and what are you busy with at the moment?
We are thinking of doing a bake sale so we can raise some money. So if it comes to the point where the brand cannot give us some supplies for free, then we would always have something, a budget to use.
We have access suitcases that we'll be taking. I think it's 10 suitcases that they'll be taking over with them, with supplies and equipment that the children over there can use.
I'm Mint Kumatanapong and I'm 16 years old.
And so you are going on the trip in June, and you're here with the Year 6s in their enrichment club. Now, when it comes to people donating items, there are certain people that you think would be important to get in touch with and see if they can donate some things for you.
We were looking at business owners, For example, maybe selling sports equipment. We're just looking for you to contribute to our project and that it could equipments could be used effectively. So we're just looking at new equipments rather than the used one so that they can use it for a longer period and so their future is just more effective. The Zambia trip is, I never went to Africa, so I think it would be like a new kind of experience to me, meeting new people and maybe working with the school there to improve their life. That just, it's just a good thing to do.
Maybe we could have footballs or basketballs, but not pumped with the air, so it's less space, so you have more space in the suitcase.
I think that we should have some stuff that could help them not to learn, but to enjoy learning as well. Like, a lot of people do fun maths games and stuff like that.
I think that they should bring, like, binders and folders, because maybe once they get all the equipment and stationery, they'll maybe get sent homework.
So it's a plea to businesses out there if they've got any spares or anything left over that is new.
Yeah, that would be brilliant if we could possibly have those donations from businesses, and we will obviously be very grateful and make sure we get pictures to bring back to so they can share with their customers, etc., of how they've supported the Gotta Gotta School in Zambia. So the best contact is trips@qe.org, and that's a team of people who are in charge of running the trip, and we will get in touch to arrange either a collection or delivery, whichever is best.
Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.